Okay, like, so what's the topic?
We talking about?
Would you ever smash your friend's ex?
Or your sister's ex, something like that.
That friend, family.
Yeah, that shit's off limits to me.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Kenya look okay with it.
I mean, if it's a time has passed, I can understand if it's like a year or so down the line. But if it's like time has passed, you broke up, y'all not together.
But the thing is that we're carnal. We're carnal. We have a carnal nature. We're humans. Because it's like, it doesn't matter if like you get with him like 10 years later. To me, if you knew that we were together, I feel like y'all had those freaking motives from day one.
Basically.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to look at y'all crazy. Like,
I'm
gonna
look at both
of y'all.
Y'all
insecurity because I wasn't like that.
So, the movie
maybe
you're talking about.
Maybe, oh, in the movie.
Right. What do you think about that situation? Because your sister left for 6 months and you got with her fiance. Now y'all married, all of that, blah, blah.
That's
crazy. I'm going to feel like y'all was looking at each other crazy.
Yeah,
to begin with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's like a time difference. Like, 6 months, that's mad sooner. But if it's like 5 years down the line and then, you know, y'all went to, he's like, hey, what's up? You see each other in a coffee shop and you're like, oh, what's going on? And y'all meet up and then y'all rekindle. I mean, y'all
It could be like that.
Then, yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with
that. I feel like that situation works out if the person dies or something.
What? Hey, girl.
Nah, like, you never seen those instances where it's like your sister probably died, right?
But I've seen scenarios like that where, let's say somebody, like, the boyfriend dies, and then she ends up with his best friend or his man.
Right.
To me, I'm going to still look at that sideways, even if it was 3 years later. Like, cause I'm going to feel like maybe my man, his man, always had ulterior motives. Or
that, too.
Because
like
I feel like if you respected this nigga, especially within my past, I could understand if you need somebody to lean on, you need a little help, if y'all got kids, whatever, but then to turn around and...
But also that, too, like, she can have, like, no interest, but then she felt vulnerable. And then it's
right.
Like,
it's
damn,
because
like,
it's like during that time,
I like this
every...
guy.
I can understand she's vulnerable, but I feel like for him, it's like, yo, you was with my kids, y'all have kids. Like, his kids could be considered like your god kids, or your nieces, your nephews. And now, I just think that shit is just wrong. Like, that's just me personally. I would never do that. That's like if you and John broke up. And then granted, it's 4 years later, and then I'm a kid.
That's fucked up to me. That don't make
me
no
too.
Damn sense, bro.
Cause then you might feel like, oh, maybe she always kind of likes John, but never said anything.
And then I'ma look at him funny too, like, bro, I always talked about her. You like, facts. In the situation where someone passes, I always feel like they lean on each other for some type of emotional support, and then they fall
I
for
can
each
get
other.
That part. Yeah,
right. Exactly, but nah.
I wouldn't feel no way because, well, I mean, I'm different because. When I'm done with my ex, they're ex. Like,
alright, boom. Look at it this way then.
Whatever.
How would you feel now? Alright, you dating somebody, y'all break up for whatever reason. Now your friend start dating him. He's treating your friend completely different. All the shit that you wanted from him, he's now giving it to your friend. How you feel?
I would feel
you
no
still
way
don't care.
Because that's just like if he was dating another woman and treating her better than me. I would feel no way.
But that's your
because
friend.
Because I just feel like when I'm done with a dude, I'm done with
you're
a
you're done.
I block
and
you
move
you,
on.
I move on. Like, I feel like, move on.
I feel like Kenya can speak like this because she has a voice that she don't feel like she's ever been in love.
But
I feel like that's probably
love,
it.
I understand it, but also I feel like as my friend, especially if you know about it, I done told you everything about this dude. I done told you the times he made me mad, the times he made me cry, the times he pissed me off. How he treated me.
Nah.
And then you turned around and said, I'm
no, bro, that's... Damn. Alana, how you feel about that? Would you date... What if your sister, she was engaged to some dude?
Even if it wasn't
break
sister,
it,
it could be friend.
Your friend, anybody. Your friend, your sister. Would you date their ex?
No, that's too messy.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's too much.
It's too much involved. And, you know, you could say... They could say that...
They're not.
It's too much. Too much history between them and the other person. Okay, let me put it like this. What happens if the person is... Okay, so you... It's, okay, say it's like your friend. Mm-hmm. Y'all broke... The dude... They broke up. It's 4 years down the line. She's married. What that mean to the other guy? You still not gonna do that?
Oh, you mean like to the same guy?
No, she's married to a totally different dude.
Oh, so you said she moved on with her life.
She moved on with her life.
Oh, my whole thing is, you still know about my history with this dude. You still know everything I've been through. And I told you about this dude, the good and the bad.
Facts, and I'm in the awkwardness coming around each other. Like, bro, you and your sister know how the same dick feels.
I see what Kai's saying. Like, if she moved on, he's allowed to move on.
Right. But you are not going to move on with my friend.
But it's
you're going to choose somebody else.
Some other people would be okay with it. But me, I would.
Before, yeah, and as Kenny was saying, like, when you're my ex, I move on. Like, you, first of all, now I'm gonna have to see you.
Yeah.
Because me and my friend link up, you there too. Bitch, I don't like you. And then, first of all, y'all gonna sit at the table, start arguing.
I don't like you.
No. Can you imagine, like, you on a double date now?
People are okay with it.
People are,
we don't have to double date. I don't even have to, like, be around him. Like,
but
that.
What if,
but I'm saying, if that's your friend, at some point, like,
y'all
at some point, and I'm gonna bring out my man with my big man dingo man. So,
do you see what's happening? Now it's gonna be a competition. Mm-hmm. Now your friend gonna feel some type of way because you probably gonna low key say some shit like, "Oh, well, you downgraded." That's what females jump to. Like, look at the bitch. She's
still my new man. Like she just said.
You see what I'm saying? And then your boyfriend. If you say that, your boyfriend, your ex, gonna come at you talk about, well, she's better in bed. Or she's.
You gonna get mad at your friend.
That's gonna, his big God. Man dingo is gonna be kept to my suit.
I can't. I'm not doing that, bro. That's. I feel like guys might know guys can't do that either. I need a guy to
remember
ask.
What they had and then they were trying.
Where's
to
Okan? Or Ryan?
Who's
it? No, Okan. Okan, full girl.
Ryan!
Wait, where are they?
Whoa, I think he's on
Bloods. Oh.
Ryan!
There you go. He's coming.
Your lecture is unacceptable. Now y'all across the table arguing with you, like y'all in a relationship again.
Suppose they still have feelings for each other.
Oh well, them feelings need to be gone.
Y'all ask Ryan. Who gonna ask him? Janine, you ask the question.
You ask from a male perspective?
Yes.
From a male perspective.
Ryan, you on a podcast.
All right, Ryan, so do you feel like it is acceptable or okay to basically like smash your friend's ex?
Vice versa, that's
not cool.
Okay.
But what happens if it's like 5 years down
then
the line?
That's not your friend.
Thank you, Ryan.
What I'm saying. It does not matter.
It doesn't matter how much time it lasted. At the end of the day, you know I've had history with this person. You've been there for the ups, the downs. If you was my real friend, even if it's 5 years later,
even if that's
my ex and I moved on. He's an ex for a
even when your friend says it's okay, bro, you got that. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. That's not your friend, bro.
It's not okay.
Trust me.
That's not your, because it's like you've done confided in this person, talking to them about your relationship, and then you just go date the person. Now I feel like you've been plotting or something. I don't care if you weren't. That's
how
I'm
feel. That's your insecurities, because maybe it wasn't even
insecure.
Like that. Maybe it wasn't.
See, we can't determine, but that's how I'm gonna look at it. Like, I don't care about the years, bro. That's off limits to me.
Broke.
Yes. How would you feel if your friend dated your ex?
Yo, bro, you got it. Indirectly means, bro.
Don't.
You do it, you know what you gotta start.
Smoke right now.
It's not smoke. It's just like, bro. Like,
so are you gonna be cool with him again? I'll probably be cool with you,
but I'm gonna distance myself. Like now, I really know.
Damn. If you have a girl already, you married, kids, settle down, and then you date your friend's ex.
No, that's not cool.
You know, I get it.
Cause like, there's a reason why we broke up, and like, therefore. If I broke up with you, you're like cut out of my life, get out of my friend's life. Like, it's just bro code, you know? It's not cool.
I don't agree with that either.
Kenya, if you come to me and you tell me that, bro, Chevelle, I've been dating this guy, or you was abusive to me, did this, did that, I go date him, It's like, I don't respect you as a friend. I'm like, okay with what he did to you.
Wait a minute. Nah, that's totally different because we going to we going to buy some tins and we going to bust his ass, okay?
So how about that situation? Oh, Janita, hear the
story.
Oh, God. This girl is an idiot, bro.
Oh, wow. Yo, back in the day in high school, we went to go jump this girl, and we all went to the mall and buy some Tims just to jump on.
She spent $100 and something on Tims to get one kick in. Girl, return that. Return the damn Tims.
She spent to get one kick in.
No.
How many girls?
Facts, how many y'all jumped?
Five of us.
Damn, that's
a lot. Definitely a lot. Like, yeah, we gonna fuck her up. Da-da-da. I was like, okay, let's do it. And we all
bust. And then you saw me standing in the background.
And I was there like.
She said, well, her one kick.
So, but I'm gonna sneak in. She probably linked
and then went right back like she ain't do
shit. Exactly.
No, that's right. We fucked you up. You ain't do shit.
Bro, I'm not playing with these kids. People love to jump, bro. I keep telling y'all, somebody jump me, I'm going to prison after. Sorry.
I never been in a fight though.
First of all, this girl gonna talk about somebody trying to fight her. Fight. Exactly. Talk about I turned a mediator real quick. Talking about.
Talking about this. Sometimes like Kevin Hart.
First of all, I'm tiny.
What I mean?
That means that I ain't fighting. Because if I lose, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad if I lose. That's it.
First of all, how comes you was ready for what's the name with your gun fingers then?
Because I'm older now. Now I bust somebody's ass. But before, no. And plus, she was getting on my fucking nerves.
Why you getting her riled up again?
Bro, she really is getting mad.
Why you getting her riled up again?
I'm sorry, but she just pissed me the fuck off.
That's what we should talk about next. Your friend fighting, you gonna jump in?
I'm gonna jump in. I mean, I don't know how much I'm gonna do, but... I get my tens.
I can tell you.
I get my two kicks.
I'm gonna
take off my
hip and beat it with my hip. That's what you be like. That's not even my fight. Why we even fighting?
Somebody gonna hit on her knee or hip, bro.
And she gonna be like, wait, why we even fighting? This not even my fight. I ain't gonna be with you.
First of all, the way Kenny gonna be extra with that damn hip, the fight gonna stop. So I called the ambulance.
I'm like, all right, fight's over. My hip, my hip's over there. My hip's over there, cause street. You gotta go get
bro,
it.
Bro, I really feel like you would be the one to jump in. Janine gonna video shit, bro, and live.
Nah, honestly, I've done it before with my best friend though, but that's the only person I've ever jumped into a fight for. Like with is my best friend. Cause at first it was supposed to be a 1-on-1. Then her friend jumped in.
Y'all not about to jump my best friend. It's not gonna happen like that. You wild. Cause y'all love to do that.
No.
But this was in high school. This is up the block from the school.
Now, I don't know. I'm gonna be Rodney King. Can't we all just get along?
Goodbye, man.
Except the trigger finger. Cause Jack Child.
She said that's.
And Lauren? Ooh.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What? She did not do a thing to you, child.
Talking about she ain't gonna fucking tell me. I already called.
That's right.
She
said
she ain't do wrong.
And in Kenya's mind, the girl did something. Because she was pissed.
She's just looking for a reason.
Facts.
Talking about, well, fuck this. She gonna do all that shit herself. Gonna tell me she called the plates already. Bro. What that
mean? Wait, ask a question. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna fuck it up.
Are you okay with your friend dating your ex?
No.
See? Kenna, you're the only one okay with it. She's pretty much focused on the basis of time, like if it's 10 years.
If it wasn't like a serious relationship and it was like 10 years ago.
But it's like if it was like a 2-month type relationship, it's like, all right, I probably didn't care about you, but like a 4-year relationship, 4 years, that's, bro.
No, that's like a 15-month.
Exactly. See? Kenya, you don't.
It's like 7th grade, now it's like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's different, but not now, bro. Kenya, which one are you okay with? Dating your friend's ex or your friend dating your ex? Which one are you okay with?
I don't care either way.
Didn't she say it's cooties?
It's cooties? No, I mean, me personally, when somebody's dating somebody, they have cooties. That's me personally. Oh.
But when they break up, they ain't got cooties. They ain't got cooties.
No, I mean, they do have cooties. But
so you just said no, you okay with smashing.
But if something happens, like, years down the line, and like, as I said, like, we're in a coffee shop and I see you, and it's like, hey,
so the cooties wash off,
but hey, let's catch up.
Then no, they don't have cooties. No,
I can't believe we're having a conversation about fucking cooties with you
because
right now.
Because like, I got my cootie shot. So, did you get your cootie shot when you were younger? I got my cootie shot. So,
First of all, my tissues were all the way over here.
Speaking of which, why
don't
you send me a text?
Come on,
you can schedule your COVID.
What's his name?
Hey guys, so welcome back to episode...
this is episode 4.
Episode 4.2. 4B.
Okay. So what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
Side piece conversation.
I don't know who Janine, like, you know.
But it's just
what
a video.
Okay. Oh. Damn, bro. I feel like this could be...
Can I show my strong
Wait, no. Hand? I didn't know Anna at this point. Okay, this is fine. So...
He was like, I don't know if I should.
You know, I'm about to turn it off. So, I don't know how to end.
Let me tell you. You
that
know.
That was the mommy hit. Go ahead. What happened?
Sound like Camille opening the door.
It's all right, Gigi. It's all right. Relax. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. I shouldn't have done that.
I will hold up. Should I make this alive?
No.
On Instagram? Not Facebook. She said no.
Alright, so back in Farmingdale, you know, when I was a young buck, skinny as fuck, you know, still had a slight hairline, beard.
Ryan could have got it back in the day. I can't tell you, Ryan get it now.
Okay, so back in the day, you know, I was showing up to class, like, late as fuck, reeking, you know, there's mad cute little girls in, like, the MLT program, you know?
Okay.
Yo, eventually, you know, some people like to work hard for their effort. Me, I like to work hard, but there's other ways to work smarter. You feel me?
Oh, for sure.
So, like, you got to know people in this world, man. So I would meet up with, like, the older people in the program. I get, like, pictures of the test and shit. You know, fuck it. So I was the guy, man. I was, like, the plug.
I was the guy.
I was the plug. Like, yo, so me and my boy, you know, we had, like, all the tests. We were good for, like... 2 semesters, bro.
Oh, that's lit.
Like maybe 2 years we're talking.
That's what I'm saying. That's lit.
So it got to the point where, like, yo, we shouldn't give this out for free. We should, like, charge, like, $40, bro. Like, make some money, because, like, I ain't got a job, you know? Hello, my mom. So, you know, eventually, you know, you talk to, like, cute little girls and shit. Like, bro, I'm not the telling this girl. You know? She looked mad young. Turns out she was, like, 30. You know, she just started hanging out with me after the library and shit, and, like, getting something to eat. And I'm like, yo, so, like, do girls, like, wear rings on their finger, like, for fun?
Yeah.
Like, are you married? And she's like, yeah, I tell my husband about you all the time. And I'm just like,
ooh.
Huh? Oh. No, I remember, because, like, I remember I smoked her up for the first time she's ever smoked up. I smoked her up.
You, see, that is so horrible. I never agree with people. Or in a relationship with somebody, and the first time you smoke is with somebody else, that's so
wait,
beautiful.
No. Oh,
wait.
You smoked her? Yeah, I was single at this time, though.
I was single.
She wasn't single.
Oh, I thought you were.
She felt like the first time she smoked should have been with her husband.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I saw what her husband looks like. Looks like a good guy, I guess.
That's the reason why she's cheating. Go ahead.
He don't know how to put it down. He don't know what he's doing. Good guy, though. Good guy.
Yeah, but that don't matter. You gotta be good, and you gotta have good dick. Gucci.
Yeah, I think he's from, like, a different country or
Gucci.
Something.
So,
you know, smoke her out. She's high. I'm like, all right, cool. So, like, you know?
You know?
And then she was just like, yeah, you know, I tell my husband about you all the time. I'm like, huh? I'm like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, you know, my husband, like, he likes you. So I'm like, wait, what? Does he know what we're doing right now? He's like, yeah, I told him. I'm just like,
yo, he was about to abduct it in plain sight him.
That's a whole fact.
He was they might have wanna have like a threesome with
facts.
You.
That's what I said. They was about to abduct it in plain sight.
Husband just wanted to come in and watch.
That's a big anyway, carry on.
She actually told me she lost her virginity to the guy. But like it was really? Like the most awkward sex
that's
ever.
That's why she wanted
She wanted this young.
And he good? He's a good guy? Nah, B, you gotta have some like, badness.
Like I saw pictures of the house and like the cars and like dude is a doctor, you know? It's just like
and he don't got no time to be home because he's a doctor.
Yeah, it's whatever. I think he's like 15 years older than her. That's why.
Oh, that too. Jesus. He could be. It's getting worse and worse and worse.
No, she's like, it's not even 10
no,
years.
I still 15? Follow. I followed her. I mean, I don't follow her anymore. But like, she got like 2 kids now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that was.
So you smoked her out and like that,
y'all
just start snatching her.
We made out and like she gave me head, but it wasn't good.
So this is like a one-time cheat situation. You weren't actually a side piece.
But like to her.
No, a side piece means this is constantly happening. Like she calls you every Friday because this is how it goes down.
Side pieces, like, you know your place. Meaning if I don't call you today or I don't talk to you, I say I'm gonna call you back and I don't call you back. You already know what it is. Don't get crazy. Don't get in your feelings. Why you ain't call me back to the... We link, we fuck, and we keep it pushing. If you hear me out on a date, if you see me talking to another bitch, it's not your place to get crazy.
I don't know
anything.
At all.
Like, at the end of the day, you know what this is.
Exactly.
Like, these are the terms and conditions of this contract, and you agree to it. That's it. So, outside of that, you can't get in your feelings. You can't be like, you ain't call me back. This other girl you talking
why are you looking like that
but it's a whole
why are you
arrangement?
Looking like that look at
but
her.
It's a whole arrangement of this is when it's going down
and that's my whole thing is if you cannot agree to that don't get involved in this shit. That's it because the moment you start catching feelings now I got like a this? W
sorry
not sorry
so you weren't a side piece she just cheated with you once
okay
I don't even think that's cheating because if he knew about it
that's cheating.
If the husband knew about it,
it's crazy because like
I don't think that's cheating if the husband knew about it. If he's allowing it,
the husband didn't know that she was fucking him. She knew that he has a close friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who makes out with you and like
yeah,
sucks my dick.
Right.
But she told her husband
knew all that.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying. She
probably just made it seem like, oh, this guy in my class, and we're gonna go study, or you know, because yeah, at the end of the day, school was a scapegoat. School was how she managed to talk about you and get away with it. Because it's like, oh, she might have been like lying to him. Oh, we have to do this project together, so we're at the library together. School was the scapegoat, and then y'all was doing extracurricular. That was just a quick fuck and kept it pushing. That wasn't really a
that
high,
was
a nigga.
High. Let me see what this is hitting like.
See what that mouth do.
My inhibitions
were low. High sex is mad.
Her inhibitions were low.
Sorry.
You know, I don't know.
I love high sex.
First of all, Ryan thought that he was the shit before he told us this story.
I was a side nigga.
Anyways, new topic. High sex.
Salty.
High sex is good sex.
They got a song.
Especially with anal. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm good.
I be squirting through my butt. See, that's why I don't want to be talking about sex on the podcast because y'all ain't ready for my sexual stuff.
Ma'am, you brought it up.
Hey, I just said high sex.
You guys can go back to like shitting on me now.
He's like, okay, I changed it, but I don't want that topic. High sex is different.
I when I have high sex, there's like waterfalls, like it's like a girl. It's like all the 80% water of my body is out of me. I can't. It's the best. I used to more than I do now, but not like really. I'm gonna say I was a smoker, but.
She said,
what
did she do that?
Because I don't do anything. Now. Exactly.
She
don't
smoke.
Damn.
Damn, I heard my truth.
I remember when I...
Paul
Finn,
heard her though.
With my girl, I tried to smoke her up a couple times, but like she could never get high, never inhale, you know, bullshit. Like that. Yeah.
She not smoking it correctly?
Yeah, she just can't. She sucks. Mm. I'm just like,
how do people suck at smoking? I never understand.
She's never smoked.
There's a technique to it.
There's a technique.
It's not like
is it,
I guess it is.
Not like that. Because you gotta hold it in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
she's
probably just literally blowing it in and out.
And out.
I guess
she's doing it like
behind.
A cigar.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, because cigars you're not supposed to inhale. It's hard. It's supposed to go in your mouth.
You see how I am once you inhale that shit. I was like, I was like, nigga, my chest.
Yeah.
My chest.
But yeah, then I, we tried stuff, but like, it wasn't on the same page because she was sober.
Yeah.
And like, I was not.
You gotta be high together.
Yeah, and I was just like, yo, how was it? She's like, it was good. I was like, it was
damn,
good.
Damn, she said good.
It was good.
Said
it
good.
It was good.
Maybe
you guys should pop a bean together.
No.
Pop a
what?
A bean.
A bean.
What that mean?
Look at this one. What that mean?
Because in my head, I'm thinking like, flip the bean. What's pop a bean?
Yeah,
what kind of?
My cousin
flick the bean.
With his girl.
A girl.
Wait, okay. can we know what a bean is?
Because if it's one, you can slice that right.
Jenny,
in half.
What's a bean?
If you pop it for both.
Carol, what's a bean?
It's
oh.
Yeah, but bro, like, my cousin said that it was amazing. Like, I think they had sex for, like, 4 hours. And it's just, like he couldn't control when he wanted to climb.
That's what people say, is that your control is crazy. But, I mean...
Like, wait, y'all talking about with...
Ex?
With ex?
Yeah.
Took my high, get one of those.
I know, and that's why I'm mad interested. I'm quiet, like,
and then,
okay.
And then he said, like, straight up, like, sober sex was just the most depressing thing ever.
I've heard that too, is that you can't really get back to yourself for like a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which really sucks.
Wait, what you mean can't get back to yourself?
Because, like,
you're coming
you can't
down, you're coming back to reality.
Like, that height.
So, you mean to tell me after that, regular sex is boring?
For a while, yeah.
That's whack.
Like, I know.
So, I'm like,
now that makes me feel like I got the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to try it one time though, because they was like, yo, it's crazy, like the heights that you reach. However, it is a huge fall. I heard just like mentally too, like you just be like,
damn, I want to get that shit again.
Yeah. Yo, you want to hear some shit? You want to hear some shit? So my boy, fucking hitting his side piece off a beam, mad coke, mad drugs. Mad alcohol.
Did he say coke?
Yes.
Yeah.
You took it too far now.
First of all, he was reaching mad levels.
Yeah, and then they fucking, okay? Like his side piece. Main bitch comes through, knocking on the door, finds them and shit. He's like, da 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 da. I'm gonna go to your fucking mom's house and tell you what you guys doing. She took a picture of everything. Bro.
Did they join in after?
No, she went to the mom's house and like told my boy's parents, like, what's up? And like, man, she's got disowned. Like,
what?
He got disowned?
Disowned. Like, Jamaican. What?
Jamaican.
Mm.
And like, damn.
Her parents must have liked her.
No. No, it's like, what
it's the just
fuck?
The fact that he was doing all them drugs.
Yeah. And
oh,
I
just took a picture of all the drugs.
And I just asked him, bro, was it worth it? And he's just like, bro, the
yes.
Coke can't get your dick hard, but the bean did. And like, bro, the shit was amazing. I was like, was it worth it?
But what's the coke doing for you? It can't even get you high.
You ever, but if you're taking like other things too, like,
yeah.
Like, have you ever done like?
No.
Adderall.
No.
Black coffee.
What the fuck
I get
is that?
When you say Adderall though, I'm now getting the high and the low though, because it's like coffee, like the liquor is bringing you here, but the coke is like.
Yeah.
I see.
And like, I'm trying
so
to like.
What's black coffee?
Like, you get the feeling, like, the energy from black coffee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's sort of a degree for Adderall.
Oh.
So...
Is black coffee a drug name, or is that black coffee for real?
Black coffee that you get from, like, the...
All right, well, you're talking about beans, all right? With
coffee
bad
beans.
Vegetables, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, so,
bean is not a vegetable.
The Addy is, like, a stimulant. So, coke is just Addy times, like, 10.
Okay.
Which is, like, coffee times, like, 1,000. Okay. So...
I love the bath. You're making
yeah, and like, I've never done coke, but like, I've done Adderall back in college. Like, you take it, you study.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's awesome.
I need some Adderall.
You take it before?
No, but I need some.
Knowing you? You, what are you trying to do? Like, you
study?
You're not gonna study. You'll study for like 10 minutes and be like, no, okay, I'm good.
She's gonna be too hype. She's gonna be walking around.
Yeah, yeah, you got me talking. Can we take a walk to the park in the snow talking about like, nah, cause like, it's very social and it's very easily to get distracted. You need to stay focused. Like
I already get distracted way too
easily. Yeah, like the best thing to do when you're on it and you're trying to study, like leave your phone at home. Stay off your phone. You have to study. And like,
because
like sometimes like, yo, like I'll be in the library at school, I'm like, damn, I wanna go fucking talk to this bitch. I'm fucking like, you just wanna talk to people. Like it's a social drug, you know? Very social. It's a good social lubricant. And like, there's no anxiety. You just like, you feel ambitious. Really? And like, cause like, you're.
I love the no anxiety because I have so much anxiety.
No
sometimes.
Anxiety.
Wait, this is on what?
Adderall.
Oh.
Cause like, what it is basically is like, your brain is like over flooded with dopamine, so you're feeling good, the pleasure, the serotonin.
How is sex with Adderall?
So, cause it's a stimulant.
Yeah.
My dick actually gets smaller.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's how you know it's working. Like, I'm not gonna say you feel horny. But like,
what type? I'm sorry. What type of dick is you supposed to be given when it's smaller?
It's not really.
You mean that it doesn't get you wrecked?
It doesn't get you like horny. Like, you feel me? Like, it's
because you're so focused.
All the blood's in your brain, basically. You feel me?
Oh.
But let me tell you. Did we miss something?
He was disrespectful.
No, I'm not trying. That's what I said. I'm not trying to be funny, but you said it gets smaller, but then she asked, like, how it was having sex on it.
Yeah, so let me get to it. So, on the come down.
It's not meant to. We just got to it because she asked about sex. That's not
now,
the reason you took
the come down, because, like, in the beginning of Addy, for a guy, the blood is not in your dick anymore. That's why it's smaller. It's in your brain. But, like, when the come down happens, the blood is starting to go back. Girl. Adder.
I'm right. So adder dick now.
Like, first of all, because
yo, you see me? I got the thinking face on. Like,
you gotta give it like a good
Adderall.
Six,
I gotta get some beans.
Yeah, you gotta like give it a good 6-8 hours after you take the Adderall, because then the blood goes back there. But it's just like, it's a high stimulant, so like you need help going to sleep. Either drink or like smoke a blunt or like fuck a bitch or bust a nut.
Fuck a bitch, bust a nut.
When I say adder dick, the best dick, like the best nut, like bro, my dick felt like it was gonna fall off.
You emptied. That's crazy. Is it feel like it's gonna
like,
fall off?
Like I was ready to give it up. I'm like, I don't need it anymore.
That's funny.
This shit was good, and it was good on her end. Like she was just like, yo.
You were also dumb, her, man.
Like that is all, bro. That is it. Best of both worlds. You could drink on Adderall too, but you could die like that.
Yeah. What do you mean? What, drink? Because
it's a stimulant.
Yeah, oh, alcohol.
Like you don't really feel the alcohol, so you get alcohol poisoning. You know?
Oh.
But I miss those days. Like I would just take Adderall just to fucking take down Adderall.
No,
I have actually.
Like I would suffer this 4 hours because I'm about to.
I have though, and like she like I remember too. She was just like, what happened?
Why are you fucking like this?
Yeah, she's like, what happened? I was just like
when did you give me this?
GG.
Yeah, she was just like,
it stopped. Okay.
Yeah, she was just like, oh my god, what happened? Why don't you do this more often? Like. I was just like, all right, I'm going to go home now.
That would have hurt my feelings.
Thanks. In my head, I said, ouch.
It's whatever.
Let me go refill my prescription.
My boy tried to get prescribed.
Oh, the Adderall?
Yeah, he would go to the doctor and like purposely like be retarded.
I was about to say, after a certain age, though, they don't want to give you Adderall.
Yeah.
Like,
my,
they just feel
my
like,
cousin, eh. My cousin actually gets prescribed a bunch of shit because he served in the military, so like, you know, he can... He's like, you know, he lived in Cali, and now he's in Georgia, he's going back to Cali. He gets like free weed, the Adderall, you know, all these bullshit, PTSD, anxiety, yeah, you know. It's like, all right, bad, you need to serve the country, all right. Government pays for it, all right.
You know. So he'll be helping you out?
I never asked for anything. He's in Georgia, and Cali.
He can send.
Carol said it like, what that mean? Because I'm going to ask my cousin, like, send
me. I am.
Damn, what else did we talk about?
It's been another week. Have you had any updates?
Fuck him.
Seriously?
Yeah, he hit me up and he was just like, yo, bro, we good? I'm like, nah, bro, honestly, no.
He said, honestly,
what's
no.
What's going on?
Nah, I was like, bro, you're trash.
I
want to
know.
He's just like, yo, bro, what happened? He's like, no, like, I was off for a... Oh. I was like, no, bro, I was off for, like, 2 weeks in November. It's mid-December right now.
Like, he's no longer needed. That's still an issue.
Backstory?
A plug. My boy introduced me to a new dealer for edibles.
Oh.
Yeah. And because I tried some of the edibles that my boy would give me from him, and I'm like, damn, this shit is fire. I took half and I'm fucked up. Like, fucked up. So, I hit him up when I was on my 2 week vacation in November, and like, it just takes him like 5 days to respond. Like, you know, bullshit. And my boy, he was just like, yo, Ryan, how's it going with the guy? By the way, he can be quite like a bum, by the way. I'm like, no, that's cool.
The bum.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's cool, bro. I get it. Like, you know, he's got probably got a full-time job. You know, it's hard to. He's like, no, Ryan, he's a drug dealer. He's just a really bad drug dealer. Like, don't fucking say anything. So then he hit me up like probably a week ago. And he's just like, yo, bro, are we still good? I'm like, yeah. No. Like, no. He's just like, yeah, bro, so it's $100. I was like, bro, honestly, no, man. You're like the worst drug dealer ever, bro.
Factual. Like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna get it.
No, fuck you. I didn't give him money. He gave me his, like, Cash App, all the info. And I was just like, first of all, you didn't ask me for my address. Or, like, you know.
Yeah. Fuck that. Like,
what the fuck, yo?
So.
I think that's Jessica.
No,
it's the procedure.
Oh. Yeah, Jessica. She's on it.
No, there's nothing running.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's not calling the police?
No, nothing. Look, the binoculars open. Like, Jessica's just sitting down in front of the computer. But, like, yeah, man, like... So I told my boy, the next time he picks up, bro, just get, like, an extra $5 and I'll swing you the cash. Because, like, I can't do this, bro. Fuck.
It's stressful.
Now, I do know of another plug from my boy. Well, he's not really... I did shrooms with him. Shrooms does bring you closer with somebody.
Drugs
period
bring you closer.
Yeah. Nice little white boy.
Nice little white boy.
He's actually taller than me. It's so funny because, like, we went out to, like, the clubs with this dude one time, and, like, me and him were just, like, talking, chilling. Like, you know, we out, about, and we talking to two girls, two of us, and they fucking kept asking if we were cops. And I'm just like, yo, bro, what? And I looked at everybody.
If you're cops.
Yeah, if we both were, like, D-techs or some shit. And, like, I'm like, bro, like, honestly, that's not the first time I got that shit. Like, apparently I give off a cop vibe.
Maybe with a white boy.
Nah.
I don't get it.
I got asked him a bunch of things.
I see you looking here a couple times. It'll give me cop buzz.
Does Ryan look like a DT?
If you didn't know me.
He would be a good DT, though.
Yeah.
Because of, like, how he is.
Thanks.
Mixy as shit.
Damn, Carol. Carol.
He would be a good cop.
It's not that you want to be a cop. You want to be saying you will be a good cop. Don't say that about me.
Yeah, I would get it all the time. People would think I'm a cop or some shit.
I think
it's just the clean, like, the bald and the beard, and it's just clean. I guess it's that vibe. Like, if I go to the gym, a lot of people ask me if I'm a cop.
Oh, yo. Right. What the fuck?
I was about to say. You just said that.
And my PD was actually one of my Plan B, like, you know, plans if this doesn't work out. My dad's retired in my PD. And he said, Ryan, you know, I was fucking up with Mike really bad. He's like, Ryan, look.
I feel like Ryan wouldn't ever be serious, even in fucking training. And
how much wounds? It's a lot of wounds, dude.
My dad straight up told me, girl, this physical got me.
Nah, because if he'd have gone into the academy at his young ages, he
he'd have been lit.
I would have been lit by now.
That's he'd have been lit.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my dad actually kept telling me, like, yo, Ryan, the medical field isn't for you.
Like, cops always say that.
Dad, yo, you failed that second class. My dad was like, all right, the fuck.
My mom was really pushing for me to be an architect.
Because
I'm like nasty with drawing, but like
for real,
the fuck,
that's a lot of math, architecture.
But like, isn't it like a lot of money too?
Yeah, architects.
If you're really nice with it,
yeah, they do. They make good
money.
But
guess what? I'm not a person to sit there at a desk.
You gotta like what you do though.
And oh, you gotta.
It's a lot of math to it too.
That's what I said. It's a lot of math to that shit.
Yo, did you ever take a high school class, the architecture thing?
Ah,
never mind then. Yeah, my dad, he was just like, yo, Ryan, because like. Failed micro.
I was like, fuck,
I'm telling you, after you failed your second class, your dad was probably like, listen, we can stop paying for this shit.
Took him out, you could have been a cop.
Yeah.
Facts.
I failed micro twice, by the way, guys.
What? He needed Anderson. I'm telling you.
I failed.
Dating Anna is why he is a technologist today.
He said he needed Anna.
I failed micro. It's funny because I'm a microbiologist. I failed micro twice, and my dad was just like, yo, fuck it. Like, I'm not paying your tuition anymore.
I'm not paying it.
And he's like, yo, you need to get a job. Like, you don't take life seriously, right? He's like, yo. And then I failed my license test, you know? And he was just like, see? Told you. Ben told you.
Ben told you? That's fucked up. Like, I didn't finish school
he's
now.
He's saying like this. He's saying like, he's like, yep. He's like, how'd the test go? You failed? Ben told you.
Damn.
That's what I said.
That's fucked up.
Mama had two kids. The youngest one was the favorite child.
Bet. And my dad was just like, you know what, Ryan? You better be 25. You know, if you don't pass this next time, stop with this medical bullshit. Take the test.
What's crazy is he was done with school already. Like, you ain't gonna tell me I'm that good. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yeah. I went through all of this school.
So my dad was really trying to get me into the Suffolk. Mm-hmm. Department. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, fuck the NYPD, do Suffolk, you'll be a paper bitch for like five years.
I was gonna say, they don't do shit, and they bank money.
But yeah, starting off, though, they don't make shit.
Yeah, you said in 5 years, you'll be set.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say, once you hit that 5 year mark, they surpass
now,
NYPD.
Now, let me tell you, when I passed my test, December 23rd, ooh, 2019, one year anniversary, one of the most disappointing days, man. Father's yeah, he was like, I never seen him so disappointed.
Damn.
I was like, Dad, look,
passed?
Yeah, I was like, Dad, I passed my test. He was just like, keep fucking around in life, Ryan, you're never gonna learn.
It's
crazy. I was just like, but I passed. He's just like, all right, go play doctor. I was like, what the fuck
he was like, so nobody gonna be a cop like me?
My brother
as long as I got this PBA card, no. I'm not gonna be nobody's
you
cop.
Did it so that I don't
have to. Thanks. As long as I got this PBA card, then no, I'm not gonna be a cop.
My brother's probably gone. Like, he already took the NYPD and NYPD.
Understand?
It's like school isn't for everybody, you know?
Shit, it'd be like that though.
But I don't know how this is gonna, I don't know how this is gonna work out with this whole history, you know? What else did I want to be? I wanted to also be like a chiropractor.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I have good hands.
Oh like, my god, I really want to test that theory.
Yeah, I give bomb ass massages. Like, bro.
Yo, Ryan.
Tell me this. Tell me, like, it gets on my nerves.
You got huge hands, too.
No, I don't.
First of all, he got mad defensive, so I don't.
I have, bro, they're like the same size.
They're not much bigger than mine.
Exactly.
You
I
got
have small
thick hands.
They are. Like, my dad and my brother's hands are like this to mine. But I have big feet.
You do.
So,
I'll be looking.
Okay. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, like, every time I try to, like, do
something. I'll be looking. The camera's like...
Every time I be trying to do something with my girl, she's like, yo, can you give me a massage first? I'm like, bitch.
So you don't like giving massages?
I'm trying to hit. I don't want to waste no time on fucking massage.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you that shit.
Damn, that's like horribly.
After that massage, boy,
it is. It loosens her up.
Like,
I even looked up to like the pressure points that you get like here.
Yes.
Here, like.
Like that is like just due diligence. Here, like that here, is just here. Amazing.
You have like
yo mad, Tesla.
And like for girls, sure. By the way, for girls, what?
Huh? Okay.
For girls. Girls are very different because like girls have boobs and like their ass, so their posture is really fucked up. You don't notice this. This mad pressure point right here. So like I'll be massaging like over here, I'll be hitting the pressure points right here. And my girl like literally gets wet. Mm. Like gets wet. She'll either knock out or just get wet. Hamstrings too, man.
Yeah.
Hamstrings. And then you just
so this video you speak of.
What video?
Where'd you find these pressure points?
Oh, you just do some research. Huh? Look into it. Guys and girls are different. So I didn't look into the guys, I just looked into the girls.
I just need the due diligence. The due diligence.
The first, no homo, the first person I ever like tried actually massaging was my mom. And she was just like, God damn.
That was awesome. Ryan, well, let me show me what you got.
Alright. So like, move your hair. All right. So, like, girl, you
got a
hug, bro.
I'll take it. Yo, yes.
She got
sand. She's like, clack. Clack, clack,
yeah.
Clack.
My body even has to stop. Like,
I am for all massages.
Let me see something.
Ryan walked away like, oh.
I'm not ready.
Let me see something. Mom, come pick me up.
I'm here for all massages.
Mom, bring my
clothes. I'm like, what's this in my pocket? Forget I got these. Oh, I'm leaving today. I got my badge.
Oh, what's your badge? Yo, your badge.
I be forgetting.
Katrina.
No freaking way. She has this whole badge.
Yeah, why does she have it?
She steals it from me. Today she was like, give me that, man. Yo, Katrina had that badge on like Tuesday. She had that badge on Wednesday. I'll be like, Katrina Kennedy Lonesome Cruise, come here, girl. Oh, yeah, that was hilarious, actually. All
right, bro, move your hair. All right, so like, right around here, you got to feel for the knot, right? So this
Carol,
is...
you look mad stiff.
Yeah, you mad stiff. So like when you're massaging somebody, it's like spring cleaning. You want to like look for the big knots first. You want to move the big furniture. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm not really massaging her. I'm just feeling her. Mm-hmm. Trying to see where she's reacting. Ooh, girl. Oh, just gotta feel that. You mad tense and shit.
Girl.
Are you okay? Good.
It was good.
Yeah, and that wasn't even massaging. That was just feeling it out. Now, what we do, like, it's going to take a while. Like, you got to move the mats out. You know, you got to move them out. You want to move them up to the head, or you want to move them down? How about...
What the fuck? I'm sitting for my thumb.
But, like, it's a lot of thumb work, you know?
A lot of thumb work.
You want to work with, like, the heel of the fucking... What you doing?
I'm thinking.
You look like you're thinking.
I am thinking.
What are you thinking about? Thinking man's a dead man.
Really?
Yep, that's what I was taught. Thinking man is
talking
dead.
About don't think, just do.
Yep.
Stop. You don't want me to say.
Yeah.
I'll be fired.
Kidney's I'll be fired.
Yeah. Wait, so what happened to the guy, the trainer guy, the gym guy?
We talk, but it's not like that. Like, we talk, like...
Good terms?
Yeah, we're good terms.
Yo, what pisses me off is this fucking lab. There's nothing but the size small gloves, bro.
That's a big fact. Where you get those purples from?
Okay. Extra small.
Oh, fuck that.
Like, bro. What the fuck?
There's no medium.
It's so small. It'd be a mad extra small.
I don't like those either.
When they
want to
have these pink gloves, be an extra large.
Mm-hmm. I know, with the aloe in them. I can't get none of those.
Nope. Your hands will be dry.
The pink gloves got aloe and shit. It's like, oh, we only get these extra large.
Yo, how was your Christmas, you guys?
How was
Yeah, me too. I was there with you. What about you, Carol and Janine?
My Christmas was good. I tried to stay up and I slept the Christmas away.
So did I killed a bottle.
I started off with my coquito, which is probably why I slept the day away.
How'd it go with the kids?
I mean, my son didn't get much. She wasn't great.
Damn, you say that.
He got mad clothes, but...
I've been saying that, yo. What does that
mean? He wasn't great, so I'm not buying shit.
What do you mean he's not great?
Oh, those gloves? Yeah, they suck. They're like the latex of latex.
It's like the fucking free condoms they give out at the clinic.
Yep. Whack ass fucking gloves.
This is how it actually looks.
Nice.
Yo, did we ever look into that palm reading shit?
Like, we totally should again.
Because I'm looking at my palm right now. Like, the condom broke. Alright, let me go pull this blood,
bro. Can't stop it. Okay, so.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to, like, another episode of. What's it called again?
Micro Lab Night.
Yeah.
Something. We don't know a title yet.
Yo, so. Yeah, my question was, what's the longest you guys have held your pee in?
6 years for me.
Okay, next question is, how good did it feel
finishing? Oh my god, it feels so good.
Really?
Okay, let me tell you, so I was on dialysis for 6 years, right? And I couldn't pee. I would pee like drip drops.
Damn, bro.
When I had my first pee, It was the greatest thing on the planet. It was, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I can see that.
It felt like people don't understand that you peeing is like so relieving. It was great.
It's like, I know, like after drinking and shit, you get home and you piss. Oh my god, that's why.
That's the best piss in the world.
Pissing in the street, bro.
That's probably why.
When I was younger, man, my mom would like, if I had like we in Manhattan and some shit,
go between the cars.
Yeah, no, she's like, you better go right now. I'm like, but there's people walking. I don't give a fuck. I am not going
to
pay $5, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, the bicycle.
She would literally stand like this. Wouldn't stand in front of me. Would stand, like, back up. Finish, Ryan.
First of all, how are you going to pee when your mama looking at you?
That's hard.
I can't.
Been through a lot, man. Been through a lot. Never forget seeing the first Pokemon movie. Went to the Big Forest Hills or maybe the city to go see it. My mom asked me if I need to pee. Said no, so we're about to get on the train. I have to pee.
Cool. Damn, bro. You should have just like tried, man.
I know, I understand why
people be like, just try.
No, I understand why people always say pee before you leave the house. Because like now, having like little cousins and like whatever, and they always like, yo, we gotta pee. I'm like, yo, look, I told you to pee before we left the house. Bro, Damien, what's
he
doing, bro?
Damien.
Damien. I love that name. That name sounds so evil and sexy.
I was gonna say, it sounds like Damien Dark to me.
That's my...
Sounds like Damien, like...
cousin's little kid. So it's my second cousin. Damien, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
It's not actually your second cousin.
My cousin's kid.
Yeah, I was looking up the other day.
Second cousin would be my mom's cousin's kid.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what's that?
I don't know, and I never got it, because I always call those people my second... Yeah, it's just
kid.
A cousin.
Your cousin. You
their
my cousin.
Cousins.
Let's see.
That's crazy.
Let's do...
Yo, family. So, the other night when Camille was out, I wanted to ask, yo, I need Patrick.
Patrick!
Yo, pet.
Why, if you're in a relationship, guys and girls can't be friends.
Wait, what?
What you mean?
I'm gonna bring Patrick.
Because my best friend, he male. I got friends outside of the relationship? Or you can't be best friends inside the relationship?
Yeah, I need to hear this.
So, by default, if I'm cool with you,
yeah,
okay.
I don't view you as a female anymore.
Right.
Like, you just can't do that, bro.
Right.
So, to the girl's perspective, yeah, that's my boy. Like, yeah, that's a guy who happens to be my friend. Mad cool. But
yeah.
To the guy's perspective, he's automatically turned you into a bro.
But that's cool.
No longer sees you as a female.
Right, but a lot of females are territorial, especially when it comes to men, because
a lot of females know how the other females are.
Yes.
Even if they say, oh, you're my best friend, you know. I mean, it's the same thing with a guy. Like, there's guys who want to be your friend, but it's like, okay, well, I'm the closest to hit that. So
exactly.
If there's that vulnerable opportunity,
exactly,
then
exactly.
I think it depends on your friendship and your relationship,
the comfortability factor. Because I mean, you have to have faith in that person that
you're dating. I'll use Miranda as an example. Mm-hmm. She's a female. She's married. Mm-hmm. I'm in a relationship. I don't see her. Like, I don't find her attractive. She's a bro now.
Right.
She's not female. She's a bro. Like, she knows who Anna is.
Beyond that,
come through, bro.
There's other.
I think that, like,
no, there's other factors in that. She's significantly older than you.
I love older women.
She's married.
I love married older women. I love older women, bro.
Yeah, but she's
like, bro, my girl's 3.5 years older than me. Come on, son.
Damn, I'm not that love bro. Younger women.
I was 22 when I got with a 30-year-old.
What was it?
Huh?
How old?
Were
you? 22. She was 30.
Wait, 30. Sidebar, Patrick, let me see your badge. You that does not look like you.
You got a mustache, bro?
I don't know.
What's yo, that? Patrick, yo, I would see this.
Yo,
badge,
I thought you had like a Hitler stash, yo.
You need to go.
I thought you had a Hitler stash.
Oh,
wait,
the shadow.
Yo.
And the,
yeah. Like, no. Seriously, from here, I was like, wait a minute, that person doesn't work here.
I was telling them, Patrick. Yeah. You're a married man, though.
Yes, sir.
I was telling them. Okay, the topic is, if you're a guy in a relationship or you're married, the females that you consider friends are no longer your friends. Like, you can't
That's
have...
That's correct.
Thank you. Now, from a girl's perspective, you guys, it's going to be hard, but like you automatically don't see them as a female anymore. Even if you're close to them, by default, they're a bro.
Your friend?
Yeah, like Miranda, that's not a girl, that's a bro.
Right, yeah,
Alana,
yeah.
Alana, bro.
Yeah, you can't look at it.
That's
like
why
that.
I say the word bro over and over again. No matter what gender you are, I'll call you bro. Then I'm dissociating myself from you guys.
You forfeit your right to any sort of invoking any sort of jealousy.
See, thank you.
Like
he understands. See, this is why I become a bro, because I'm trying to train myself to stay committed in this relationship. You know, you feel me?
That's why. So mentally, you have to say bro to make these females not attractive to you.
Yes. So what happens is he's still young, so he's still got all that manliness that he's trying to.
That's what I'm saying. By a certain time, like, most people are just like I'm just not a cheater. Like, I'm just not going to.
So,
like, the pros, the cons outweigh the pros. It's like, I'm just going to go home to my bed. Like,
right. No, you just want to see your older life.
That's what I'm getting.
You're setting a whole.
That's why dudes should wait till they're older. And just.
That don't work all the time. Let
them be single until they're ready to settle down.
You should get it out.
I definitely
not when they're older. How old you talking about?
Older? I was 35 before I started taking serious relationships.
Yeah, okay.
35 before you took your relationship really seriously?
Yeah.
Like, your relationship or getting into a
first
looking for a relationship?
Yeah, exactly. So then I was ready to
You were in a relationship.
Wow.
You weren't taking it
serious.
That's
really
nice.
Got it.
So... I don't believe in that. I think that it just depends on the guy. I don't care how old you are.
You look at how fucked up marriages are and shit is today, right? 50% of all marriages end in divorce, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why is that? Why is it 100 years ago, motherfuckers were in it for life?
Because there were roles 100 years ago. Now there's no roles.
You couldn't tell if people were cheating.
I disagree.
Women were in the house.
There's no social media.
I disagree.
Social media.
I believe people were still cheating just as much as they were.
Exactly.
Now.
Not as much.
I think so.
Hell no.
I don't think. I do agree with you because I don't think that there was as much.
Stuck it out.
Right.
There's
with cheating.
There's not.
100 years ago, it was totally different.
100
years ago, men had to pay the family of the wife money to get married to the girl. And what happened was it was a dude who was 30, 40 years old who made himself accomplished and had a house, had everything going for himself that he could afford to marry the girl.
Yeah.
So
and
guess
going
what?
Back to buy
the,
a
dude, the dudes her age couldn't afford that shit because they didn't have nothing back then. They had to go out and get and make their own way in life.
Mm.
Right?
But I mean, I don't think that we can compare now to 100 years ago, and I say that because a lot of things have changed. True. Women, we're the most successful people. Sorry, that's y'all. We're the most successful people educationally wise and job wise.
That's right.
Even though men still get paid more, we're the main breadwinners in the workforce.
Actually, I don't think so. Women are disagree on that.
Almost the same.
Yeah. I think females are getting paid.
I just don't think you see equal. That. I, what equal. Happens is the reason why men are getting paid the same
in
is
certain fields. Situation.
Okay, so I'm actually
in the financial field, men outweigh women highly in what they get paid.
I've actually seen a lot of.
I think it depends on which field you're comparing as far as if it's equal pay.
That's a good one too.
Medical field, I feel like certain levels, there is a shared. This is what everybody's getting
because
paid.
Because if you're a nurse, you're a nurse,
and
you're
I just feel like as high as you go, like some of these doctors, you have female doctors that are definitely making less than a male doctor doing the same.
All right.
More hours.
Okay, this is funny because like. In the summer, we all got drunk and we were fighting each other. Like, you know, with the homeboys, we were fighting. You know,
okay,
whatever.
That's normal. That's completely normal.
So, why is the female gap low? It's actually not, because when you think of a female, what happens to females? They get pregnant, right?
No.
Take two, 3 years off.
So that's where that's where the statistic starts to lower. And that was a big thing right there.
How does the pregnancy lower your salary? I can understand you not making as much for that year because you're taking off.
Yeah, because you can't move from that position.
But it's not taking off. It's that we're not getting paid the same as you. It's not that we're not taking home the same because you work more hours than we do. But it's like, hey, I can stay at work longer because you have to stay home with the baby. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm getting paid $5, you're getting paid $10.
Right.
I don't think it's that big.
It's not that big of a difference. But the fact that it's a different salary, it's a different pay rate. It's not you're working more hours, so you make more money.
Because if it's a salary job, then it don't matter if you work hours.
I think females are more successful than men, and I think females are actually getting paid more than men.
Right.
I think that's the case. In this new age. I think females are.
So what happens is all the old roles, old ladies, they ain't getting it.
Now guys are housewives.
Showing up $6 to a date,
bro.
People are getting more.
Who the fuck?
And that's just the way it's going to be.
Yo, Patrick, if you were
running
a date,
out on a date.
If you were going to go on a date to the city, would you bring $6 in your pocket?
It depends on how much I got on my credit card.
No credit card.
Cash.
So you're single.
$6.
Hell
no.
And the only reason he has $6 is because his train ticket was $2 or some shit.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, train's like $2.50.
Oh, train's trippy.
$2.75, right?
And that's the role where guys are going down now because of social media. I feel like that's the downfall.
Now the flip side is women don't care. They don't want that.
Facts, dude. Yo, you got a job. Guess what?
Women don't want that.
Yes,
right,
they
want
to be players for life.
Bro, they can get this job right now, bring home like 70, 80,000, and guess what their side job could be? Social media influencer.
Yeah.
The world is yours, son.
You're so right.
Bro, $20? All you gotta show is flash your titties and shit?
Yep, OnlyFans.
Bro!
Hello.
OnlyFans is out here, bro.
It is.
Facts.
Damn, yeah, you wanna start OnlyFans, but nobody wants to go see a fucking guy on OnlyFans.
You don't know that.
Yes.
Women pay more
for sex than men. You go to a strip club, women give out more money than men do.
I think men probably pay more.
Women pay
for
more.
Sexual favors, for going to the strip club.
I've seen women.
I think men just send out more for sex.
Yeah, like
when you go to
when
a woman goes to like a strip party with a man, like a male strip party, buko buko money. Trust me, they be
okay. But why though? Why?
Like, why do men do it?
For guys, like, oh, fat ass in my face, hell yeah. Like a drone.
Big dick in our face.
Big
dick in our face.
Cock and bulls and like 12 packs.
Yeah.
I was like, shoulders.
Oil.
Okay.
The fantasy.
Yes, that too. I mean, but male strippers, female strippers are in your face. Male strippers are very hands-on.
They're more intimate. Like, if you go to like a male strip party, it's more intimate. Like, you know, we can touch guys. Usually at a women's,
thing, you can't touch them. They're like, that, you can't touch me. Or it's like, you gotta go back there.
The guys are touching you, though. Like, yes. They are picking
the men will pick you up, be all up in your vagina. Yes. Hello, I'm giving you hundreds, okay? But yes. Just for being
that
in between
so
my legs.
That is crazy, because my boy used to strip. Mm-hmm. He used to be a boy, male stripper. He said the females are, like, scratching. Like, he'd have, like, scratch marks.
Yes.
Marks.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, you can't even touch a girl stripper. Yep. You can't touch her. You literally have to, like, there's no point of going to the strip club, bro.
Yep. Right. It's literally,
the most useless thing ever.
That's right.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Mad stupid.
It is.
Like, you can watch porn to watch a
stripper. Yeah, I'm watching porn.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm watching porn.
I'm watching, but not touching.
So how old were you when you... What was the youngest you ever went to the first strip club?
I
want to
say 15, 16, bro. I used my cousin's ID.
Oh, yeah? I was
14. No. We went to Jersey.
Jersey?
And they did an ID.
Oh, yeah?
I went to go see my cousin. Yeah. This strip club in Jersey, you didn't need IDs. Just walk
right,
in.
It was one of those dive places, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. The what?
A dive joint.
What's that?
Like a dive bar.
CDS.
Yeah.
Strip club, like... They call it a strip club, but, you know.
I guess, yeah.
That was, like, my first strip club, too.
I mean, I remember,
that
like...
That was, like, a dive bar that also was a strip club.
Yeah, like... I mean, it was a nice experience. I mean,
The place I went to the first time was still there.
Oh, wow.
It's still in operation.
What is it? Like,
and you
New
went
York?
There at 14? He's like, where?
14.
That's what he went there at 14.
I'm 14.
Did you go by yourself?
I don't remember. I was drunk.
Patrick was one of those kids, man. Patrick was reckless.
But what's crazy is we was all reckless kids. So look at us now. Right. Like, you gotta do a reckless shit to
I'm
be like,
as...
yo, I'm mature too.
Right, you know what the fuck is going on.
I'm not as reckless.
Yeah,
as I used
like
to
you don't waste college years doing bullshit that other people do. It's like I did that shit in high school already.
Yeah. These young kids nowadays, and eventually one of these days, they're gonna have to wake up to the world.
It's gonna be too late.
For them, but I don't
like,
give a fuck
this
about
world
them.
Is gonna be too late.
Listen, you know why I don't give a fuck about them? Because they ain't gonna give a fuck about me. They ain't gonna
Facts.
Give a fuck about you.
That's
you
true. They don't.
Fuck Social Security.
They don't care about
fuck
people right now. We're the one. Our generation is the ones paying for their future right now.
It's sad.
Nobody's paying for our future.
Well, you gotta pay for your damn self.
Yeah, exactly.
You better have two fucking jobs.
Exactly.
Save as much money as you fucking can.
Because
when it comes time for them, they're gonna sell out our future, just like our parents. Sold out our generation.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Yeah.
Our parents sold us out first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they all took 15-year fucking full pensions and shit like that.
Because
they were giving it out, and what happened was they had to sell out all the new people getting hired.
Yeah.
So
they
did it.
Mm-hmm. Pension is obsolete now.
That's
yeah.
right. They sold us out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now
the generation don't know what a pension is.
They don't know what a pension is. That is so true.
The new generation
doesn't even know
what a pension is.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's
but they sold us out about that. Right now, what happens is Social Security is gonna be sold out on us.
Yeah, because
they're gonna say fuck that. I don't want to give it to Social Security.
Right.
And
I know that's what's gonna happen.
It's really scary when you think about
too.
like how your kid's gonna do when they're our age.
They're gonna
do
you dirty. You're just like your parents did you dirty. Just remember that. There has to be a sacrifice generation.
Right, we're just talking about lambs, bro.
In order for us to get
rams
where
and
we want to be.
Boats and hoes, rams and lambs, bro.
We're it.
Yo, you know the song Boats and Hoes?
What's his name again?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one he said? I'm on a boat. That one?
Some shit. I don't know.
No.
But, yeah.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh, that's Andy Samberg.
Andy, okay.
I don't know
He's like,
mean.
I'm on a yacht.
Yeah, oh, man. Damn, bro. Two jobs? Fuck, man.
Facts. That's the type of life you gotta live for.
Time.
Well, you lucky. You don't have to do that.
3:35.
You going on a break?
Sammy went on a break. So when she comes back, whatever's in the bucket, she's gonna throw out here, and then I'm gonna come back and flop. She waits till 6 to throw it in the bucket. So. And then it's like,
that was good. Yeah, how much time did we kill on there? That was good.
That was
17
hour.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour.
Half
that
an
was
hour.
17 minutes.
Oh man.
Yo, Patrick, what's your favorite color?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm a blue guy. Makes my eyes pop. Nice. At least that's what my wife's
doing. Is that the end of the podcast? What's like your name?
That's good.
Probably read the slides. And that's the end.